talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, you guys. So I don't normally do this as much as I want to, but today it's kind of needed. I need to rant just a little bit.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, what's up, fool? Like, good morning. So Rudy Cisneros, dog, and like I just woke up in Blaze. I want to say to all you hyenas out there who are, like, working hard and dieting and going on La Stairmaster or whatever, fool. Keep your head up, dog. Like, I know it gets hectic, but, you know, can't be f***ing with no food, but, so, you know, stay with it.
And now, to our mouths and buttholes, may they never meet.
Hear, hear.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, I'm with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's good advice.
That's weird. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Beach Show. It is Monday, the 24th of April.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Hot, hot. Test, test, test. 1, 2, check, check.
Sounds good.
Check, check, check. 1, 2. Sounds good, sounds good.
Right.
Sounds hot.
Okay. Yeah, it works.
Check, check, check. Hot mic, hot mic. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Ha ha. Ha ha.
It sounds good.
Check, 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 check.
Mugs,
check,
it
check,
sounds
check,
good.
Check, check, check.
Mugs.
Level. Test. Looking good. Looking
right.
Good on the audition.
Right.
Looking good on the audition. Looking great on audition. Looking good. Low in the shore. Lower the shore.
What?
SM58. Level test. Oh, God. That's good enough.
Check. Hello. Check. Check. Hello. Check. 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 Hello. Check. Check.
Sounds good, Tad.
Hello. Check. Hey, what's up?
Check. Oh, there we go. Check. Check. Check.
Right.
Check.
Right.
Check.
Right.
Testing, 1, 2. Oh, test, no. Test. All right.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, check. Hello. Hey, this sounds great.
All right.
Check, 1, 2, check, hello. Hello, hello, check, 1, 2. Hey, 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 here we go.
Everything's
check, 1, 2,
guys.
Hey, hey.
All good.
Hey, there we go. There we go. All right, good sound, good sound.
Can you guys hear me at all, or are we on, or is...
Yeah, that one sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one's terrible.
Something wrong with it. Test, test, test. Not being. I don't think that one's going to work.
Test, 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 test. Test, test.
All right.
That's better.
This is a test.
No more.
It's a test, mother. It's the test. You got to pass the test.
Oh, wow.
Because if you don't.
Right?
Welcome back, Bean.
Hey, you guys. What's going on?
Hey.
This program is barely being held together with chewing gum and dental floss today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like most days, yes.
Behind the scenes, Kevin, I don't know how long you've been here, but behind the scenes, it has been a Chinese fire drill trying to get this program up and running today.
I've been here for about 25 minutes.
Yeah. We got... And by that, you mean 2.5 minutes?
2.5.
It is, it's a welcome back like no one's business.
All right.
Well-oiled machine.
That's what we're talking about. Anyway, it is Monday, and I do, if we have time, I do have a, do we need to check the mics again, or are we good?
Oh, I think we're all set.
Everything's working. Yeah. We're on the air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can be heard?
Okay. Yep.
Controversy down in Australia, you guys. I don't know if you saw, but there's a new Legoland down there. How many of these are there around the world? There's a bunch, right?
I just know the one in Carlsbad.
Same.
Yeah, I think there's
I thought that was just the one.
I thought there's like, I think there's like 20 of them or something.
Wow.
They're very popular. Lego is for everyone, apparently. Although not according to this potential lawsuit, because the adult fans of Lego community, you know, the AFOL.
Sure.
They are outraged after learning that they are not going to be allowed to access the new Legoland Discovery Center in Melbourne, Australia's playground because of their age. You have to be 17 or younger in order to play in the Lego playground. And their argument is Lego is for everyone. Adults want to have fun too. We love Lego and we want to play in Lego. And the park is saying not for you so much, for kids. So what about that?
Well, it's the playground area. mm-hmm. where like the swing set is and all that kind of stuff.
Do they swing too?
That would be hard on the butt. Lego on the butt?
I don't know. Look, I've never been to Legoland. I don't know anything about Lego. So I don't know. The only thing I know about Lego is apparently they're very painful to interact with, right?
I mean, like you don't want to step on them.
You step on a Lego, it's the most painful thing in the world,
yeah.
is what I hear. I don't know what goes on in the Lego playground. Is it like you say, is it a slide and a swing set and a merry-go-round and things like that that are made out of Lego? Is that what it is? Or is it like the McDonald's like giant ball pit?
Well, either way, not for an adult, you weirdo.
Right. Either way, the adults need to stay out and let the kids play.
Yeah.
So you're okay with them having an age restriction.
Absolutely.
Discriminating.
Sure. Yes.
It's not discriminating. It's for little kids.
Well,
yes, we're good with that.
The AFOL, the adult fans of Lego community, say that they are they're very upset about that, and that many have claimed to have already bought annual passes with no knowledge of the age restrictions, and they are seriously disappointed after being turned away at the playground's door. They have described a deep sense of betrayal. Especially disappointed fan, Mark Robinson, wrote he was absolutely disgusted to hear that Legoland sets restrictions based on age. Lego is something that is enjoyed across all the ages, and it's clear that many adults without children will want to experience the attractions. He also went on to say, now he hasn't been to this Legoland location yet, but if he goes and he is prohibited from playing, he says he plans to file a human rights complaint with the Victorian Civil Administrative Tribunal.
Oh, yes,
you're a grown-ass man. Come on.
Put him down, right?
I say put him down.
Put him down.
He says it's a violation of equal opportunity and human rights.
Ugh.
So.
Listen, I'm not sure I want my 4-year-old in a playground with a, 55-year-old man that loves Lego.
Right.
You're creeping me out, dude.
Why do you have to make it creepy? Maybe they just really love Lego. Oh,
you can creepy. Really love Lego, but you don't need to be around little kids playing in their playground.
Another AFOL community member wrote, I'm absolutely appalled by the fact that I was unable to enter. Oh, this is someone who actually has been to the park and was told no. Lego is not just for children. I'm sure the majority of people would agree with me. I understand it's a play center, but I have no intention of climbing around. I simply want to look and admire, he says.
Mm.
You don't like what he's looking at and
admiring
like at all,
do you? Look and admire the kids?
He doesn't
say
that.
Like.
Well, I don't know what ultimately what's going to happen here, but I'm sure Lego they have a lot of other parks. It's probably the policy, and it's probably worked for them, and people are probably generally happy with this, but there are going to be a few disgruntled AFOL members.
Wow. Hate to see them get upset.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I wished you did a story about a sickle and a penis.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
I understand there's something I need to hear. I understand that's happening later.
Here's the thing. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeMicho, shall we?
Check, 1, 2, check.
All right, okay. All right, works fine.
Check!
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I'm not exactly positive how we're even going to recap this for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was about a 10-minute thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And this is what? This is you telling a story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This story, the 5:30 story.
The opening story.
Right. Yeah.
It went well.
It went well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just fine.
Did you not have a complete grasp on some of the details?
I mean,
is that fair to say?
I would say I had a complete grasp of 20% of the details.
All right.
That's what I would say.
Well, then, but I don't understand. I guess I'll just wait and find out. But how is that different from every time you talk?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. It just
he
was.
He started making up details,
I
Bean.
Did.
And then would forget the details and make up other ones that totally contradicted the
I
previous
am, I mean,
details.
That happened. That did happen.
I am delighted.
Right.
It was the best thing ever.
So we got some highlights of that coming up, I guess. We have your tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ooh.
And Disneyland passes as well.
Oh, my.
Coming up this morning. I don't know if you've heard, but the Michigan cops are very upset that they're no longer allowed to have sex with prostitutes.
Only kids are now, right? The adults are being excluded.
No, I don't think kids are. No, that's not it at all.
Okay.
It's just the cops up until now, and this is a shock to me.
Right.
Have been able to, go into undercovers, I guess I should say, with prostitutes, and now they can't do that anymore. They're very upset.
I see what you did.
See? We also have your tickets. Do we make the announcement for the thing? For the other thing?
I think you can say who it is.
Okay.
You just don't know where it is. But we know when it is.
I know,
is
but can we say who and when?
I feel like we can.
Bean, have you heard anything?
I don't know a thing.
Okay.
I've been out of the loop.
Okay. At 7:15, we've got all the details for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta.
Yay!
Okay.
Excellent.
That's a huge announcement. Mm-hmm. But there's also another announcement.
Uh-huh.
And that's that, I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it.
Hey, Dave, can we say
just
it?
Just do it!
Okay.
Just do it. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Depeche Mode.
Yay! What? What about them?
Depeche Mode is playing in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Yes.
Where?
At a secret location.
My house?
No.
Is it my house?
It's not
it
your
could
house.
Be my house.
It isn't your house.
Holy crap. No. How do we go?
You're going to have to play a game.
Okay.
A little bit later on this morning. Depeche Mode is playing a secret show in Southern California Wednesday night. How about that?
That's huge.
That's pretty cool. We'll take a
Kevin,
break.
You're right. You are right, as always.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
No.
That was the best moment of my life when I heard that.
It really was.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the...
Just helping.
Are you?
Is there a bird part to that song? I've forgotten. What are you? How are you helping? What are you adding
there's
there?
An echo at the end of that song. It goes.
I liked it.
Thank you, Chip. So appreciate.
I got to be honest. I thought bird as well.
Did sound a little bit like that. Although Chip is the musician in the room, so if she says it's cool, I guess it's cool.
You're goddamn right.
So there you go. Hey, it's 5:54. You guys, it's Monday morning. Hi, Ralph Garman.
Hi, Bean Baxter.
How are you doing, man?
I'm spectacular as always. Tanned, rested, and ready?
Sure.
Actually, none of those things. Let's carry on regardless. It's Monday morning. And on Monday mornings, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office here at the Showbiz Beat. The Fate of the Furious once again topped the weekend box office. Third week in a row. It's closing in on $1 billion worldwide. Locally, here in the United States, it made $38.7 million.
Kevin, how is this? How is this installment of the franchise?
Great.
It's so good because they're all Fates and Furies.
It's great. It's exactly what you want from this movie. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, though, I like what they did with Cuba. It's like they gave Cuba to the CW because everyone there is 24 years old and super hot.
That's true. Mm. Have you ever been to Cuba?
No.
It's exactly like that.
Is that
they're
right?
All young, hot, swarthy people.
No old people at
nope.
all.
Nope.
So I'm just saying.
So that
pretty
part
sweet.
Was too unrealistic for you. The depiction of Cuba
right.
was what pulled you out of the movie.
I'm a historian.
I know you are. I know. You're a big Cubanophile.
Right.
So I'm sure that's what it was. And you were like, oh, I can go for flying cars, but what's up with Cuba?
And Charlize Theron's in the movie?
Yes.
Yes,
and
she is.
She's amazing as always.
She's great, yeah. She's the villain. And
yeah.
Right?
Because she's so evil.
Right.
Evilly hot.
She is amazing. Amazingly hot.
Can't That's wait my... for that atomic bomb this summer. Oh, boys. Atomic Blonde, rather. Looks
no.
just amazing. She plays an assassin. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She can kill me. Right?
Just your
hey,
penis?
Hey, Allie's here. Hi, Allie.
Wait, why would she kill just your penis?
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about.
You pointed right at your penis.
Oh, that's not possible.
Oh.
Boss Baby was number two at the box office this weekend. Beauty and the Beast, Born in China. The Disney... animal documentary / movie. Fourth, $5.1 million, and Going in Style was fifth. Then Smurfs, Unforgettable with Katherine Heigl, apparently was forgettable for a lot of people. Only made $4.8 million. Gifted, The Promise, and The Lost City of Z came in at number 10. Sad news for those of us who grew up watching Happy Days. Joni's passed away. Aaron Moran passed away at the age of 56. Police responded to a 911 call last Saturday and discovered her passed away in her mother-in-law's trailer. She had fallen on some hard times.
Yeah.
Since the Happy Days. And, naturally, her castmates professed their love on social media. Henry Winkler tweeted that he hopes that she'll have the peace that she so badly wanted here on Earth. And apparently, TV mom Marion Ross said she was devastated. Anson Williams called her a true angel that truly cared about others first. And so everybody had very nice things to say about Aaron Moran. I didn't hear from Chachi, though.
No, nor did I.
No word out of Chachi. I think right now he's a busboy at Mar-a-Lago, isn't he? Isn't that where Chachi's working these days?
The greatest bus boy you'll ever see, okay? Unbelievable. Really, really great at dropping bread on the tables.
And Fox has set up Deadpool 2 to be in sequels on June the 1st of next year. We've got a release date already for Deadpool 2. Ryan Reynolds returns in the title role along with Josh Brolin as Cable. Woo! It's good casting.
And you said that's next summer?
You heard me.
Okay.
June 1st, 2018. What are you, in a rush? In a hurry? Well, you got some place to go?
Yeah, I'd like to see it sooner.
I think I was just surprised because they had that very funny kind of a teaser trailer a couple of months ago, and I thought they were maybe setting it up for later this year. I didn't realize it was so far out.
No, it was just a little love letter. A little love letter to the fans. Okay. We're good. Just looking at the clock. Sorry about that.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Barbara Streisand. She's 75 years old today. Cedric the Entertainer turns 53. Actor Austin Nichols is 37 years old. Kelly Clarkson. Our first American Idol. She was the OG, yo.
And I'm going to say the best of all the American Idols.
Wow, B.
The most talented.
You are. You're taking a stand. And I got to, I don't know if I agree with you, but I applaud your bravery.
I would say her and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, here it
right
goes.
There.
This is what I was afraid of. This is the kind of blood feud that happens when you take these kind of positions.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you. Those are the top two idols in terms of having a career.
What about Sanjaya?
Right? Well, let's not forget Sanjaya.
Right? Can we have for later on the show, Kelly Clarkson? Can we have Steve Carell screaming that?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Don't forget at 7:15 all the details of the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. I tell the best stories is what I know.
Look,
I'm comfortable with that.
Right, but you guys are acting like this is news to me as I come back from my vacation. I've known that for decades, Kevin, that you tell the best stories.
Yeah.
What's the update? What's the bulleted here? Why is everybody so excited?
Because usually it takes me a short amount of time, and this time it was the 5:30 story, so it was about 8 minutes. Okay. And I had to restart several times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do I tell him now why, or should he wait till the end?
End? Yeah.
Okay. This first clip's pretty long. It's just me explaining the story and confusing Allie. So here we go. I'd like to start off today's show with a very, very fine story.
A very fine story?
A very, very good story, yes.
Okay.
Jilted woman cut off her lover's penis with a sickle.
Oh, a sickle? Like a knife is bad enough, but this is a sickle?
A sickle. Yeah. Before fleeing with it.
The sickle?
Yes. Down the street after he told her he was marrying someone else.
Well.
So he had it coming?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Some would say. He kept quiet about what happened at his girlfriend's home. This is in India, by the way.
Okay.
A cop said he told doctors when he got to the hospital that he did it to himself.
Aw.
Now, why?
Fragile male ego.
The unnamed couple have been going out for about 4 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she was his neighbor, and she was dating him for 4 years. And she cut off his penis.
Right.
Because he wouldn't leave his wife.
Wait. Kevin, I need you to tell this story better.
Okay, so that was attempt one.
That was like 30 seconds in, you screwed up the story.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie here. I was having trouble following.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, it started out that he was going to marry somebody else.
Right.
And then 45 seconds in, he was already married.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So then I reset my
story. And are you sure that she ran down the street with the sickle and not with the penis?
Not
I was
sure.
Unclear about that as well.
I'm not sure of anything.
Okay. All right.
Except for here's attempt two. I'm telling it this way on purpose.
Wait, but you said...
Girl cuts off his penis.
Because he was going to marry someone else, you said.
Because she was going to marry someone else. He was already married and he was a neighbor.
Wait.
By this point, everything has changed.
I need you, though, to listen, Bean, sure he is that they're neighbors. That is the one fact that he knows.
I am so lost already.
What's happening?
So now she's married. So I added that in for some reason. All right, so now I need to reset and start again.
She was his neighbor.
No, neighbor doesn't even matter, Kevin. Hold on. They dated for 4 years.
Right.
And then he was going to marry someone else, you said.
Okay, Allie is exactly right. That's what I said at first.
So she cut off his penis. But now you're saying he's already married?
That he had already been married to other people, yes.
Okay, it's like multiple people.
Yes.
So was
Let's
she...
Let's focus on Sickle.
Was she marrying someone else?
The boy's marriage was fixed as he was... Okay, let me start again.
By the way, Allie is pitbulling this, man. It's awesome how she's nailing down those facts.
Bean, here's what you need to know. This file that I'm playing from now is 3.5 minutes. It was 8 minutes long.
Oh, my.
It was magic.
So we cut it way down for time.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Reset again. She was supposed to marry somebody. He was supposed to marry somebody.
Okay.
Okay. He married somebody. Mm-hmm. They're neighbors. She couldn't handle it. She cut off his penis with a sickle.
Okay, so she wasn't going to marry anyone.
Right. And then she wanted to marry him, but he was already married.
Okay.
And when he's already married and you want to marry him, you cut off his penis.
Right.
So the way she did it was she lured him into a three-way with his wife.
This is
so
mad.
Wife,
okay.
Husband, neighbor.
Okay.
Let's all have sex.
Right.
The guy said, all right, I'm in. But you need to put on a blindfold. By the way, blindfold.
Wait, what?
Okay. So now,
are you making all of this up?
I think he was.
Did none of this happen?
I'll explain at the end. Okay, so now I need to reset again. It says here, the girl invited the victim to her residence with his wife and cut off his private part using a reaping hook.
I hate this story so much. So the wife was there witnessing this all, or did she have a blindfold as well?
The wife, okay. Okay.
All right. Now you're just screwing with him, Allie.
I'm not.
No, she's not. Because every detail changes every time I reset.
Yeah. He said that it was a threesome with the wife. So what is she doing as she's cutting off his penis?
All right. So then I had to reset. The wife wasn't there.
Kevin! You're making this up.
I'm not. I'm just telling you.
She invited him over with the wife for a three-way.
Right. That's what he thought. The wife was there, and the girl, the next door neighbor, put the blindfold
Kevin,
on.
Kevin, is there a sickle or a penis in this story?
Yes.
Are
both.
You sure?
Unfortunately, both. And when he went to the hospital, he told him he did it.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense why he did that, because he didn't want his wife to find out that he was having an affair with the neighbor.
Right.
And she cut off his penis.
This is what confused you. His wife wasn't there, but neighbor said his wife was there and was getting ready for a three-way. They were all ready to go. So he comes in and she's like, oh, first we need to blindfold you.
Neighbors? Why are neighbors aware of Kevin, I hate
what?
The story.
How are neighbors what?
Aware of the three-way. You said neighbors suck.
The girl that cut off his penis with a sickle is his neighbor. Okay.
The fact that you're so annoyed with me.
I am annoyed at you, yeah.
Unbelievable. You just said the neighbors were aware of the threesome. Why would that? Oh.
All right, Bean, you want to know what happened?
I really do.
Okay. I was running late, grabbed some papers off the printer, brought them in.
Uh-huh.
The first page of the story is about half of the page is a picture.
Okay.
And then there are a few details.
All right.
All right. Now, page two, all the details of the story. Page three, like a couple of sources.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I brought in page one and three. So I forgot page two. Now, page two had all the details. So I thought every time look, if I just sell it, they'll buy it and I can get out of this. But every single detail changed like 4, 5, 6 times. So that happened.
Kevin, you're right. You are right, as always.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
If there's one thing I know about Disneyland, it's that it's the happiest place on earth. And I know we have a lot of listeners who love Disneyland and love to go on the rides there. And you're who we're looking for right now. If you know the classic Disneyland rides, we want you to give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Not only do we have for you a 4-pack of Disneyland resort tickets, But we're also going to throw in tickets to the Kerouac Advance Screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, April 29th at the AMC in downtown Disney. That is an amazing 1-2 punch right there. So Disney Park fans, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a chance to play a game coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
What's up with Donald Trump?
That's a great question, Kevin.
We don't have that kind of time, do we?
That is a great question that many Americans have asked. Look, I'm going to say something controversial here.
All right.
And that is that I feel a little bit sorry for Donald Trump on this story. And here's why. Because it's impossible at this point. The president has become so polarizing for so many people that it is impossible for people to not look at him through the prism of their own evaluation of how he's doing as president.
Right.
In other words, if your dad said the same thing Donald Trump would say, you would think nothing of it. It would be cool because he's your dad. But because he's Donald Trump, a lot of times people are looking to jump on him and make fun of him for something that maybe isn't a faux pas. And I think this may be one of those times. This Pavarotti dust up. I think may be one of those times. So what's the deal? He's meeting with the Prime Minister of Italy, right?
Right.
And he's saying some nice remarks about the culture of Italy and some of the very famous people who have contributed so much to the world. And he makes a reference to the late singer, opera singer Luciano Pavarotti, that has a lot of people up in arms. Let's hear what the president had to say.
Through the ages, your country has been a beacon of artistic and scientific achievement that continues today. From Venice to Florence, from Verdi to Pavarotti, friend of mine, great friend of mine.
All right, now here's the problem. Pavarotti dead since 2007.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just a decade.
Right. But the
and
president
didn't
say
he was a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He just said good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are jumping on that and saying, hey, not alive.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You think it's possible he doesn't know Pavarotti is dead? Or do you think it's possible he knows Pavarotti is dead but was just remarking as his name came up, great friend of mine, just to say, oh, Pavarotti, great friend of mine, knowing he's dead but still just trying to compliment him? What do you guys think is in the president's heart here?
Let's ask him.
Oh.
I think it could go either way. I would guess it's 70-30. He doesn't know he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, number 45, the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, joins us once again very generously back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you, Mr. President?
Can't tell you how great it is to have a supporter like Bean on the radio, okay? Finally, somebody in the mainstream media who's a big, big, big supporter of me.
I didn't say that.
I appreciate your support.
I didn't
you
say that.
You and I have a lot in common, and I'm really glad that finally we can talk about how we are on the same side of things.
All right, let's not go too far with this.
You're a great guy. Quick story about Bean. Yeah. He wrote me a letter.
Did
when he? I was involved in a little presidential campaign you may have read about.
Right.
I don't
he
think
wrote
that's
me a
true.
Letter.
That was Robert Kraft.
Unbelievable. Read it. Amazing. It was actually Belichick, but thanks for having thanks for having the fact.
It was a good try, though.
Nice try. It was a great team.
It's good.
Amazing.
I'm going to count that as a win.
I'm sure you will. Maybe there was a sickle involved. You know, anything can happen because you're a smart, smart guy.
Thank you.
One guy's a big, big supporter of
right.
mine.
Right. That's good.
And
say that.
The guy's one of the smartest people I know.
Thank you.
Kevin and Bean, greatest show on the radio. A lot of people are saying you guys are really good.
No one is actually saying that.
So, Mr. President, is it possible that because of what happened a couple of months ago when you talked about all the great things you'd been hearing about Frederick Douglass, that, and maybe a lot of people thought, well, he doesn't know Frederick Douglass has been dead 150 years. Is it the same thing here? Is it people just aren't giving you the benefit of the doubt?
Absolutely. A lot of people pick on my references as if I'm out of touch in some way.
Right.
And I got to tell you, nobody is more in touch with popular culture and what's happening in the world than I am, okay? Nobody. I have the best references. And Pavarotti, great friend of mine, good guy.
All right.
Okay?
But you know,
but dead.
You know he's dead, right?
I have so many Italian friends. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Nobody has more Italian friends than I do. Great, great people, the Italians. Hardworking. Two of my best friends are two plumbers who are brothers, Luigi and Mario.
Okay,
they're amazing. They're great Americans. They get out there. They work every day. They save a princess. It's unbelievable.
Right, that's made up. It's a video
game.
How great
these Italians are. I love Italians. Okay,
it's Mario Brothers. It's not real.
I love the Italians are great in the police. I love the police. I back the police. Okay, Lieutenant Colombo, great cop.
Okay,
always
again.
Solves the crimes. He always has one more question, then he got to come back.
Right.
Back and he asks that question.
That's
he's a made-up TV character.
Fall into place.
That's fiction.
Great Italian.
It was a TV show.
Lieutenant Columbo.
From the 70s.
So. Chef Boyardee. He's so great. He puts his picture on every can that he sells you, and then you eat the food. It's unbelievable Italian food.
Some and you don't know him.
Italian food. He's my best. He's a personal chef of mine. He often cooks me my meals in a can. And I eat them, and it's amazing.
That's just you having microwave dinner is all that is.
Rocky Balboa, great champion.
Again,
I met him after he won the championship before he had to fight the black guy.
That's
unbelievable.
That's an actor.
Glad he came back and fought that black guy.
An actor playing a role, though, not real.
Why is that guy on Dancing with the Stars? I have no idea. Because he lost. He should just be loser, okay? Loser. Loser should go away. That's what I say. So Italians are great.
Right.
Love them. Christopher Columbus, Julius Caesar, good friends of mine, all great Italians.
They were dead hundreds of years before you were born,
Mr.
President.
To say to all my Italian friends, in their own native language of Italian, agabadubida.
That's not Italian at all.
It is. Agabadubida.
There's no way that's even a language.
What does that mean?
It means unbelievable 100 days.
I don't think it does.
Abadabadu.
Well, 647 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 639.
I'm not even going to lie when I tell you, I think this is too much show today. I think this is the old the 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag, because we not only have the K-Rock Weenie Roast announcement coming up at around 715. We've got Depeche Mode tickets for a super secret show in Hollywood.
Oh!
And we've got this, which we just found out about, which is a 4-pack of advance passes for the K-Rock Advance screening. What?
You think they just told us this morning?
Well, we essentially, yes. They were late to
essentially,
to give us
they
news.
Did.
Yeah, essentially, right. A 4-pack of passes to the K-Rock Advance screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. What's more anticipated in the theaters this summer than that movie, right?
And you get to see it in Downtown Disney.
You get to see it Downtown Disney April 29th at the AMC there. Plus, we're going to throw in a 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. I understand that this game is called Walternative Music.
And now it's time for Walternative Music.
That is lovely. What are we doing here, Ralph? We've got contestants on the line to play what game?
Really, Mick? What is that? What was that?
That was our theme. Alternative Music.
What? And now it's time for Walternative Music.
Why is he talking?
Sexy.
What? No, it's not sexy.
He's sexy.
A trank dart? Here's the thing. Because you're going to Disneyland, and Disneyland is awesome, and it is the happiest place on earth and one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, I want to give these tickets to people who really love Disneyland. So what alternative music is that we have pulled the music from some of the classic Disneyland rides and attractions from the theme park. This is music connected to those rides and attractions. And these are the old school versions of a few of these. So you have to be a longtime fan him Disneyland in order to recognize these pieces of music. And then you just identify what ride or attraction from the Disneyland theme park it comes from.
And now it's time for Walternative Music.
Exactly. So it's Walternative Music.
Two lucky Disneyland fans will win. We'll put you in a drawing if you get the correct answer, okay?
All right, let's go to Alan Carson. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you
doing? Good,
Al,
thanks.
I'm going to play a little piece of music. You tell me what ride or attraction it's from, okay?
Okay.
Go. What do you think, Al?
Is it the Haunted Mansion?
Right? It is.
Nicely done.
That's the foyer music when you first go in.
Yeah.
Please go by the wall. I love that.
Let's go to April in Long Beach. Hi, April.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, April. Here is your piece of music from a Disneyland ride or attraction.
Pinocchio.
No, I'm sorry, not Pinocchio. That's from a Peter Pan's flight. That is the croc that's got the clock inside of him right there.
All right, thank you for calling. Let's go to Christina in Glendale. Hi there. Hello.
Hi, happy Monday.
To you as well.
Oh, you're way too happy for a Monday, Christina. But we'll let you play anyway. This is some music from a classic Disneyland ride or attraction you need to identify it. Here you go. Of course, currently that's Hyperspace Mountain, but on June 1st, they're bringing back the OG Space Mountain.
Okay, hold
Not
on.
Goddamn time.
By the way, that's Hyperspace Christina also on the phone. I don't know if you noticed.
You leave her be. She's lovely and full of energy.
Let's go to Freddie in Harbor City. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Freddie. Hold on. Here is your piece of music from a Disneyland ride or attraction.
What?
What was the answer? What's your answer there, Freddie?
You know, that's what. Dumbo the Ride?
Dumbo the Ride.
Sweetie.
Wow, that was, I thought, the biggest gimme of the entire contest. That would have been Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo-ho.
That's Pirates Life for
Pirates
me.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Jason in Norwalk, hi.
Morning, guys.
Jason,
morning.
How you been doing so far in this game?
Pretty good. I got the last two.
Okay, all right. Well, here is yours. This is an OG ride from Disneyland. You have to identify it.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Ah! Jason, you recognize that?
Man. I didn't make that music out, but I'm going to guess... Splash Mountain?
No, sorry. Star Tours. The original Star Tours with Pee Wee Herman himself, Paul Rubens, as Rex the pilot there.
Thank you for the call. All
this
right.
is alternative music, Ralph.
Don't have it.
Nope.
Don't have it.
Okay.
Nope. Thanks, B.
Don't have it.
Wish I did. Let's go to Michael in Riverside. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. Here is some audio from a classic Disneyland ride or attraction. You're going to name it. My favorites. Recognize that, Michael?
I do. I want to say that is Matterhorn.
No, I'm sorry. No. That's the Indiana Jones Adventure.
Dang.
Yeah, dang indeed. Sorry, Michael. Thanks for playing.
We got time for one more.
One more.
All right, let's go to Yvonne in Lakewood.
Yvonne?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to play a little piece of audio from a Disneyland ride or attraction. You got to name it.
Matterhorn bobsled.
Yay!
Look at that. Nicely done.
Well done.
All right, so two winners, three contestants.
Oh, this is going to be heartbreaking.
This
for
is really going to hurt. So, rough. Al, Christina, Yvonne, two of the three will win a four-pack of passes to Kara Cabana screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, April 29th at the AMC Downtown Disney, plus a four-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. Allie, break a heart, please.
Oh, I'm so sad, but I'm happy for Christina and Al.
Yay! Christina and Al.
Yay!
Congratulations, Christina. All right.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
That was Alternative Music.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Just after 7:15 this morning, we're going to announce all the details for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017.
Come on, give us a hint. Tell us something now, Kevin. Don't make us wait.
Sneaker pimps.
Oh, that's awesome.
Only just them. The whole
that
lineup.
Is a surprise. Yeah. Hey, it's Monday morning. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, my friend?
On a Monday morning, we always take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Today's no exception. The Fate of the Furious continues to be a juggernaut at the box office. $38.7 million. Made it number one yet again this week. It's approaching $1 billion worldwide.
Jeez.
It's pretty good. Boss Baby was number two. Beauty and the Beast, Born in China, the Disney wildlife film, was fourth, Going in Style at number five. Then Smurfs, The Lost Village, Unforgettable, Gifted, The Promise, and The Lost City of Z. Or Zed, as the English say. Are you going to find the city of Zed? Yes, I am, your sir.
And that's the Charlie Hunnam movie, right?
Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. I like those early adventurer films.
Mm-hmm.
It only made $2.1 million, though. So I'm in the minority. Aaron Moran of Happy Days fame is gone at the age of 56. She, of course, played Joni Cunningham, Richie's little sister on Happy Days for many seasons. Then had a little short-lived spin-off TV show called Joni Loves Chachi, which became a punchline, more than a memory, really, for most people. Henry Winkler, Marion Ross, Anson Williams, Ron Howard, a lot of her castmates spoke out on social media over the weekend after hearing of her passing. She was just 56 years old, but she had a lot of health problems and really sort of went downhill after her Happy Days fame faded. So, sad, really.
Super sad.
Sometimes child actors do not have the best endings.
It's really sad.
It is really sad.
Always sad.
It's very, very sad. But here's a young actor who's done pretty well for himself, a child actor named Rob Lowe. Started when he was very young, and he still continues to be working even today. West Wing, I guess, probably. Parks and Rec, that's what people know him for.
Sure.
From his St. Elmo's Fires days when he was a young man. Now he's got a brand new gig. It was announced over the weekend. He'll be the latest actor play Colonel Sanders. That's right. Rob Lowe's our new Colonel Sanders. Beginning Sunday, he started appearing as the Colonel in his trademark white suit and black string tie and goatee and not even a little hint of a Southern accent, which I thought was odd. They got Rob out to promote the Zinger chicken sandwich, KFC's Zinger chicken sandwich, which the restaurant chain has announced on Friday that it will be sending into space. You heard me. They're going to send a chicken sandwich into space.
Because
we need that.
Because
that will be a thing.
And then
we'll see footage of a chicken sandwich in space.
Are they sending up their own rocket, or are they just piggybacking onto the space shuttle? Or
KFC, what
are they
doing? Has their own rocket.
Their own Air Force, oddly enough.
Maybe they were teaming up with the Tesla guy or something.
They got an armada headed towards North Korea as we saw some KFC right. ships. Yeah, we're not sure of all the details, Bean, but I'm sure there's sort of somebody you could talk to if really you wanted to get into it.
Hey, I think Rob Lowe is on that Code Black show. I think that's what he's doing right now. Hmm. He's one of the doctors or something on that show, too. Like, dude, always works.
He does. He always
works. He had The Grinder last year? I thought that was a funny show, too.
From The Grinder to The Zinger.
Right.
Here is his commercial, a little piece of it for KFC.
We choose not only to launch KFC's new Zinger sandwich in a $5 fill-up here in America, but to take it to space. Will it be easy? No. Will it be hard? Yes. We've already covered that. Will it be worth it? We'll have to see how the camera attached to the chicken survives the launch.
Oh, so it's just a solo mission.
Just
the camera
sandwich.
Is attached
the camera
to the
chicken. The camera will be attached to the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So why don't you apologize for my question then, Allie?
So a full rocket for a sandwich.
They're going to send the whole package up into space.
Sorry, Bean. Great question.
I'm guessing it'll just be released as payload once they send something up. It'll go on with another... You know, they send stuff up all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll just jettison at some point into space.
But why are they sending this up?
Kevin,
because honestly,
this is a publicity bonanza for them. Everyone's going to be talking about the chicken sandwich in space.
I don't think that's true.
And Bean will be laughing really hard at it, just like he did to that commercial.
That commercial was funny.
Very odd.
That was a very funny spot.
He said it's hard.
I appreciated it. I thought it was humorous.
And Bean's a guy who always says, that's funny. Doesn't laugh,
though. Doesn't laugh at anything.
Yeah.
He's laughing at a KFC commercial.
Yeah.
What happened?
I like it.
What happened to Bean during the week? He was gone.
So
when he died? I don't know.
One of the neighbors was married and having an affair, but then the other one cut off the penis with a sickle?
They were neighbors?
I'm very confused.
But he was going to marry someone, right?
Right.
I thought neither one of them were married. I'm confused.
The guy was married, had multiple wives, I believe was said the third time.
So I came back the next day and then tried to do it again.
And screwed it up again.
It was badly, though. I feel like that was a success. I'm putting that in the win column.
Kevin saying, I can just sell this and no one will know it.
Yeah.
When he can't sell things, he's reading verbatim. He's hard to sell. He's going to make something up on the fly.
Bean Ralph came in and said, what made you think you could do that?
Your vast
this
improv
was
background?
A success.
But they were neighbors.
Threesome, but you got to put on the blindfolds.
Did you make up the blindfold part completely, Kevin?
No, that was part of the story.
That was in the story. Okay. Yeah.
Everything else made up.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Streisand, 75 years old today. Cedric the Entertainer, right? He's entertaining by definition.
It's his birthday, I guess. Yeah.
He's 53. Actor Austin Nichols is 37 years old today. And Kelly Clarkson!
No! Kelly Clarkson!
She's 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Not only all the details on KROQ Weenie Rose Tea Fiesta 2017 coming up in about 10 minutes or so, but we also have a super secret location Depeche Mode show happening this week. We'll tell you all about that and give you some tickets as well. That's all straight ahead here on KROQ.
Did you know that Michigan is the only state for a long time where cops can bust prostitutes after having sex with them? It's okay for a cop to have sex with a hooker and then arrest her.
Wow.
That is terrible pillow talk after you guys are done, isn't it? How was that for you? Oh, that was good for me. All right, you're arrested.
Shocking that it was still on the books, right?
It really kind of is because I feel like you can arrest them once they've agreed to have sex for money. You don't actually have to go through with it.
But you don't know if they meant it.
I mean, I'm sure that would be the argument, yeah, is that, well, we just want to make sure they were serious about selling their body for cash.
Right.
So what's happening now? Is there some movement to change the law now?
Yeah, Senate Bill 275 was just passed, and now cops are no longer allowed to have sex with prostitutes.
Well, maybe there is something else to this story that we don't know about, not being in law enforcement. So we asked Dave if there's anyone we can talk to in the Michigan State Police, and I think we have Detective Frank Keller on the line. Mr. Keller, thanks so much for coming on, sir. How are you?
It's Detective Keller.
Detective. Did I not say that? I'm sorry.
You called me Mr. Keller. I earned my badge, okay?
Okay. All right, Detective Keller. Fine.
Okay.
So we have the details right on this story. Your police force will no longer be allowed to carry through and have the actual sex. They have to arrest the prostitute before the sex is had.
That's right. Apparently the state of Michigan wants sex trafficking and prostitution just to run amok in their state. So they made that decision to make it even more difficult for vice officers like myself to make arrests.
I feel like the other 49 states have been doing pretty well.
Oh, do you?
Without this, yeah.
How long have you been a police officer, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm not a police
officer. How long have you been in law enforcement, sir?
I mean, I'm not in law enforcement.
Oh, what a surprise.
I should
surprise
be.
That I might know a little bit more about this than you, maybe.
Okay,
then maybe you could explain to us, the layperson, we just seen this article, we don't understand why you have to actually follow through. I mean, it was like you buy the heroin, you know, you don't have to use the heroin. The sale has already been transacted. Why is it different for people?
When you purchase illegal narcotics, sir, you have the narcotics in your hand. You have the evidence in your hand. How am I supposed to know if this lady of the evening is going to follow through on her proposed situation, transaction, unless we actually go through with it, and then I can actually, you know, I can have myself dusted for prints.
Oh, dear. Well, how are all the other states able to get away with it?
I guess they're just bad at their jobs, I'm guessing, because the only way you can really ensure that you got a lady dead to rights is to bring home a little something-something. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
okay.
It's called the penal code for a reason.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's not
what I'm saying. That's
why not they related.
Call it. And then Senator Judy comes along here and says, oh, undercover officers can't have sex with prostitutes anymore. And then that's what I have to say. Hey, lady, why don't you mind your own vagina, okay? And let these ladies do what they got to do in order for me to make my arrest.
But once you've met the woman on Craigslist and you've given her the $100 and she's, you know, taken you into her house to have sex with you, it's pretty clear what's happening, Detective.
Hey, creepy dude, how do you know all these details about how it works? What were you saying there?
I was just assuming that there's a point before the sex happens where it's clear.
To the Craigslist and the $100.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that in the article.
I don't even know what you're talking about, and I do this for a living. What kind of social life do you have?
I'm just giving that as an example. There's a point
you are.
Before the sex happens where it's clear that prostitution has been agreed to. That's all that I think is happening.
Listen,
here.
Listen, Bridget Carr, director of Human Trafficking Clinic at the University of Michigan Law School, said that the law was set up to give police the power to investigate with immunity so we could ferret out these human traffickers. And that's from abroad saying that, okay? And she's saying that. So who is this other Senator Judy to say, oh, now I can't do my job with both my gun and my gun, if you know what I'm saying?
Well, I just think she thinks it's not necessary, and apparently the other states agree, Detective. That's all.
I think Senator Judy just needs a little loving. That's all that I think she needs. You know what I'm saying? Who's with me, fellas?
I mean, no one's with you.
Oh, okay. So you like crime then. Okay, now I understand. Now I understand. You're criminals. Why don't you and your friend there go back on Craigslist and get your $100 bills out? Creeping me out.
Is it time?
I feel like it is.
Is it time now?
I think so.
Okay.
Hoy mírame rompiendo.
Queenie Rosie Fiesta 2017, Saturday, May 20th, StubHub Center in Carson.
Imagine Dragons. Incubus. Cage the Elephant. Paramore.
How are we feeling? You having fun at the Weenie Roast?
Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Lana Del Rey.
Dream Car, Judah and the Lion, New Politics, The Revivalists. Watch it now. K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017.
All right, I want to see everybody jumping up and down. You ready?
Please welcome 311.
311.
I will always love you. Amber is the color of your energy.
Lord.
We'll never be royal. I can't let go.
K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017.
Tickets on sale Friday at noon. Exclusive K-Rock Street Team pre-sale Wednesday at noon. Details at krock.com.
Proceeds benefit Yuba Bay and Surf Rider Foundation.
There you go.
I don't know how we do it. That's unbelievable.
We don't have anything to do with it.
I mean, the we meaning the world famous K-Rock. Yeah. Once again this year, putting on an amazing summer show. K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017.
Sorry, B.
The amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Roddy, my bad. Is happening Saturday, May 20th. New venue for folks who haven't been paying attention. They tore down the old one for condos, so that was a good call. So we're going to be at StubHub Center, and what a lineup this year. I'm so excited to see Lord, by the way.
Same.
So excited. Every new song that we've heard so far from that forthcoming record is amazing, and she is a captivating live performer. Incubus are always amazing. Imagine Dragons, one of the best live bands in the world today. Cage the Elephant, same thing, super energy. And by the way, it's been a long time since we've had 311 on the bill. Is there a better summertime band at a Weenie Roast than 311? They put an amazing show. Paramore is back. You know, we brought you their brand new song, Hard Times, a few days ago. I can't wait for their new album. So excited to see them again. Lana Del Rey, it's been forever. Dream Car, Kevin, you just saw them at Coachella. You know how wonderful they are.
They're fantastic.
Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness is back with us again. So much fun. What shoes or socks will he wear or not wear? I can't wait to see. Judah and the Lion, who are super fun. New Politics, love those guys. And the Revivalists, too. That's a great, great lineup. And if you miss the details, I know they go by pretty fast. You want to be a K-Rock Street Team member, and tickets are going on sale Wednesday at 12 noon. If you are not a Street Team member, it is super easy and free to just sign up. It takes like 2 minutes at krock.com. Get yourself that password as a Street Team member, and then you're able to buy those tickets before they go on sale to the public on Friday, if there are any left.
One more time.
One more time.
K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. Saturday, May 20th. StubHub Center in Carson.
Imagine Dragons. Incubus. Cage the Elephant. Car, Judah and the Lion, New Politics, The Revivalists. Listen to you when I was young. Did not take it off that electric. You want it fast, want it fast. Watch it now. K-Rock Winnie Rose D-Fiesta 2017.
All right, I want to see everybody jumping up and down. You ready?
Please welcome 311.
Tickets on sale Friday at noon. Exclusive K-Rock Street Team pre-sale Wednesday at noon. Details at K-Rock.com. Proceeds benefit Yuba Bay and Surf Rider Foundation.
That is Imagine Dragons, one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. All morning long, every song you hear on the Kevin and Bean Show now will be one of the bands playing.
Woo!
Very excited.
Played Lord's latest, Green Light, right before that. She's on the Bell, along with Cage the Elephant and Incubus and 311 and Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, Andrew McMahon and the Wilderness, Judah and the Lion, New Politics, and the Revivalist, who, Ally McCann, I know you're a big fan of. That
They're
band
great.
Right there. It's a hell of a lineup, you guys. Just announced about 10 minutes ago. We have all the details up at KROQ.com. Pre-sale happens Wednesday at noon for Street Team members. Get on that.
All right. Ally did a Bean Makes Us Guess last week.
Yeah.
It went well.
She beans.
It's a lot of fun hosting that feature, isn't it, Allie?
Nobody gets mad. Nobody throws chairs.
It's not a problem if you bring in a good list. It's not a problem.
In charge of the list.
Are you in charge of bringing it in? Are you the one that brings in the
here's
list?
Here's the thing.
Choose
the
better
list. It's fine. It's just with this topic, there were so many to choose from. The topic, by the way, was the greatest title sequences of all time, which were the opening credits of a show. It could be a theme song. It could just be words. Could just be an instrumental.
If it's of all time, there should be some consensus. We could all say, oh, you know what? That may have not been my choice, but that absolutely belongs in the top 10.
Yes, there were two that were questionable.
When you brought those in. You brought those two in, didn't you?
I did.
So on you.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
Got it.
I have to defend the girl because it wasn't her list. She didn't make up the list.
She read the list and said, yes, I'm going to bring this in as representative of the top 10 greatest opening moments of TV shows.
All right. Now, since I wasn't here, it was Bean Makes His Guess without Bean because I was on vacation last week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what TV shows made the list.
Coming in at number 10, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, that's a great opening.
Number 9, Hawaii 5-0.
Should have been number 1.
Number 8, and stand down, Outlander fans. I understand it's a great show. Should never be on the top 10 of all time.
Agree.
All right.
Outlander. Let's not skip over that.
Okay.
Let's acknowledge you brought in a list of the top opening credit sequences of all time.
But I said at the beginning of the game, there's one or two that should not be on this. I prefaced it.
Well, then don't bring in that list.
Listen,
find a better
list.
Listen,
we needed a freaking segment, Ralph.
Oh, my Lord.
Number 7, The Beverly Hillbillies.
All right.
Right. Number 6, MASH. Number 5, The Brady Bunch. Coming in 4th, Gilligan's Island.
Now, let me stop you right there, because the Gilligan's Island, the Brady Bunch, the Beverly Hillbillies, that's the old school kinds of themes where they set up the premise of the whole show.
Sure.
Like, if it's the first time you've ever seen that show, you know who everybody is and why.
Right.
I like those. Those are good.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, that's why the list of all-time greatest opening moments should have those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not freaking Outland.
Dur.
Pissed.
Number 3, Mission Impossible.
Oh, what a theme song.
Number 2, I don't know, of all time. Maybe down the line, sure, but Game of Thrones.
Right, exactly. Number 2.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to guess that? If you're saying all-time, how are we supposed to guess that?
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones is a show that's been on for many, many years. It certainly exists in the universe of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So you think it's number two all-time opening credit sequence?
I wouldn't pick it.
Then
but
go
I think
right to hell.
A lot of people like it.
And number one, Cheers.
Yeah, again. Look.
Cheers it's definitely top ten.
Of greatest theme songs, maybe. But opening credit sequence?
I think it's tough
just a bunch of colorized old sketches.
It's tough to separate those two.
With mustaches saying, good day, sir.
But isn't it tough to separate those two in your mind? The theme song is so much a part of the opening sequence, isn't
it? Yeah, look.
Yes.
Cheers is a legitimate one. The other ones...
But here are some of them that we
guessed. The ones that were left off, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Star Trek. That was my first one.
Left off the top 10 opening sequences of a television show?
Yeah.
Space the Final Frontier, that ship flying through space, it's iconic.
Yeah, I hate to agree with Kevin, but...
Kevin, you're right. You are right, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Star Trek absolutely should be in the top
10. Ralph guessed the 18. Great.
Right.
But guys, again, we run into the
trouble,
problem,
and you can find them.
Right, we run into the trouble of there are 50 that deserve to be in the top 10, but there's only room for 10.
Would you guess Friends?
But you know what? I don't think Outlander is beating out Star Trek. Hello, is this
I'm with you. I'm not defending Outlander at all.
Nobody was defending Outlander.
Yeah,
how about a little fans. Show, a little opening sequence that went a little something like this. Batman! How about that? With the animation, with the guys running and the pow! Zam! Biff! If you go out on the street today, if I grab some bum out of the gutter and I pull him up and I slap his face and I wake him up from his drunken stupor and I go to him, yo, dude! Na 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 na. You know what's going to come out of his sloppy, boozed up mouth?
Can I have a dollar?
Batman! That's happening. That's automatic.
So that's number one choice?
That's my number one
Batman
choice.
Batman should absolutely be in the top 10, by the way. I agree with Ralph on that one. What about a little show that goes with a theme song that goes something like this, and not just the theme song, but the amazing opening credits that puts you in the mindset of the hour that is about to follow, and it goes something like this. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. All right, maybe I'm not doing the X-Files justice.
I don't know what it is.
Wait, but that was the X-Files.
Yes.
This is what
you're
doing? Cool.
There you go.
I'm going to hear it again.
No, but the part, the part
again.
With a little...
Do it again.
That's the X-Files.
That's a good choice, too.
I mean, when you're talking about the opening sequences, genius, right?
Absolutely.
What about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
How's that go, Kevin?
Now, this is a story about... how my life got turned upside down. I was on the playground, and then I got in the fight. My mom said, you're going to have to go live with your uncle in Bel Air. Yo, home, see you later. Right?
I don't remember it exactly like that, but yeah.
I didn't even get to smell you later.
Or even West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Right.
You didn't get that part out.
Well, time. I was editing for
playground's where I spend most of my days.
I was editing for time.
Oh, well, thank goodness you left out the part that everybody knows.
That's a great one, though, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, let's talk to our friend Edwin. He's on the line from San Pedro, please.
Oh,
line
my
two.
Goodness.
He has another absolute great, great opening title sequence.
Hey, Edwin.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Twilight Zone.
Of course.
The Twilight Zone.
I feel like that was top 50. I don't know which number.
No.
Number one.
We hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but on Allie's list, she said the one she brought in had
and
it somewhere
Allie's
in
list.
The top 50. The list that Allie took the list that Allie responsibility made for. Yes.
That's bogus. It's a bogus list.
It's a bogus list.
Yes.
Twilight Zone, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Classic.
Agreed.
Let's talk to Mike real quick. He's in East Los. He's on line one, please.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are good.
So you guys are missing the most important ones. You got Airwolf, Knight Rider, Miami Vice. I mean, come on.
You lost me an Airwolf, Mike.
Women. Come on, guys.
You lost me an Airwolf.
Mike, you know that you said Airwolf?
But what about Miami Vice, though, by the way?
Great.
I mean, come on. Oh, Mugs.
Oh, what about
Mugs here?
What about the iconic Law and Order theme? Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. It's like a funky, like, you know, New York New York City beat. You know, you're walking the beat of New York.
Okay.
Keep saying beat.
You're bringing it, you're bringing it to life,
right? Yeah, but Airwolf, guys.
Wish we had beer, right?
Not
right,
positive. Fellas? I don't think that's how it goes.
Come on. That's a parody.
Incubus, right there, is one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast E Fiesta 2017, Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. People are just now turning on the radio. They've missed the announcement. So here's the quick recap. You can get all the details at K-Rock.com. Incubus, along with Lord, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, 311, Paramore is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Paramore.
Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Judah and the Lion, New Politics, and The Revivalist. Hell of a lineup. Tickets are going on sale for pre-sale anyway for Street Team members Wednesday at noon. You want to get all the details about costs. And by the way, I don't think we've mentioned this yet, but once again, phenomenal local charities benefiting from your purchase of these tickets, Heal the Bay and the Surfrider Foundation, as we do every summer. So head on over to KROQ.com, get all the details on this year's Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017.
Amazing Weenie Roast. Yay, Fiesta.
Yay, Fiesta, B.
That's what I meant to say.
Fiesta.
I'm sorry. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Monday. What's going on?
Top 10 movies at the box office. We always look at them on Monday morning. Fate of the Furious, still number one, third week in a row. It's closing in on $1 billion at the box office worldwide. This weekend it made $38.7 million domestically. The Boss Baby came in at number two with $12.8 million. Beauty and the Beast was third. Born in China was the highest grossing debuting film this weekend. That is the Disney wildlife film with $5.1 million, made it number four. Going in Style was fifth, then Smurfs, The Lost Village, Unforgettable. This debut made $4.8 million. Gifted, The Promise, and Lost City of Z were your top 10 films at the box office this
week. So America doesn't want to see Katherine Heigl on the big screen or the small screen.
No, we have rejected her outright. And,
okay.
And Hollywood keeps saying, hey, how about some more Katherine Heigl? And we go, no, thank you. We've had our full. We couldn't have one more morsel of Katherine Heigl, thanks.
Seems that way.
Well, here's a big steaming plate of Katherine Heigl. And we go, no, thank you.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
I really don't know how to refuse any more politely than I already have. I'm just not interested, thanks. Okay, but how about a big bowl of Katherine Heigl, huh? That's when you start getting angry and say, hey, look, I told you already.
27 dresses, though.
Oh,
cute movie.
But that was like 15 years
ago. It was 2008.
Okay, right. Grey's Anatomy. I mean, we can name things that
Roswell.
She was in.
Roswell.
That people liked her, but those days are over.
I don't know.
Well, I do. Look at the numbers.
She not a good actress, Ralph, or do you think people have just turned on her because she's apparently not a very pleasant person?
All of the above. See.
Okay.
Erin Moran has passed away. If you don't know the name, you know the role she played on Happy Days. She was little Joni Cunningham. The baby sister of Richie, and also was taken care of by Fonzie. Then Chachi had a crush on her, and then they fell in love. And in the finale of that series, you may remember, Joni and Chachi got married. Erin Moran had her share of hard times after that series went off the air, and she passed away just at the age of 56 over the weekend. So.
Why no comment from Chachi at this point?
He did comment.
He did.
He did finally. What's he saying? He was for it?
You're with God now, Erin, okay. So it's all good. That's a leap. I think, yes, we all hope that that's what happens at the end. But just in case, try to live the best life you can for as long as you can, I think. People are so quick to write up, well, she's a better place now. She's with God, so it's all good. She was 56 years old. Nobody needs to check out at 56.
Right.
Right? Richard Simmons. We were worried he was going to check out, but apparently he's okay. He has left the hospital for his severe indigestion. And he is back home.
Ralph, you said severe indigestion.
You heard me. He was hospitalized for severe indigestion. He wanted to take an opportunity to send a message out over the weekend to thank the good folks at Cedars-Sinai who took care of him. And also, the Los Angeles firefighters. That must have been some heartburn. If you had to call the fire department, right? Because it's burning so much.
Are you high?
Thanks to the police, firefighters, and our brave military forces here and around the world, said Richard.
The military
what?
Came.
Apparently everybody helped him out.
Wow.
They risk so much every day to make us well and keep us protected. God bless all of them.
They called in SEAL Team 6?
They did. They had to put a hit out on his heartburn.
But apparently, Richard appreciates a man in a uniform.
He does. And Linda. Who's Linda's friend?
Oh, now I hear some ugliness in your voice.
Sorry.
I don't know who Linda is.
Bye, Linda.
Oh. Well, you all have a wonderful morning, and I hope you listeners will get a sweat into the oldies three. Remember to take care of your health. It's the only thing you have. Bye, Pete. Bye, Linda.
Pete and Linda.
Which one of us is Pete and which one of us is Linda?
I think you got dibs on Linda, if I recall correctly.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Streisand is 75 years old today. Cedric the Entertainer turns 53. Austin Nichols is 37. And Kelly Clarkson.
No! Kelly Clarkson
turns 35 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That is Paramore. They are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. We announced it earlier this morning. Lord Incubus, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, 311. That band, Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Andrew McMahon and the Wilderness, Dream Car, Judah and the Lion, New Politics, and the Revivalists. And there's the ticket on sale is for the K-Rock Street Team members specifically Wednesday at noon. Just go to krock.com for details.
Dave's going to be insufferable now that Paramore is back.
Yes.
That's all we're going to be hearing about for the next month, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
And we like them.
Very much.
So it takes a lot for somebody to drive us crazy about.
This is why you guys won't admit that Taylor Swift is great. It's just because I'm such a big fan, it's hard for you to wrap your head around it.
No, here's the thing. I could ignore Taylor Swift if you weren't such a big fan. But you force me into a position of having to say, no, sir.
Speaking of great shows, not only do we announce the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta earlier this morning, but we also have a super secret Depeche Mode show at a tiny place Wednesday night, and we're going to give you tickets this hour for that. Believe it or not, less than 20 minutes from right now, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. There was a list that came out last week that is not for most of us. It is. It looks to me like it was mostly written for writers who would like to be clearer in their writing, and it's a list of words to avoid in your writing. But we thought it might be a good opportunity to open it up to things that people say, words that you wish people would eliminate from their vocabulary. And anytime you get into this topic, I mean, everybody has different buttons that they get pushed when they hear somebody say things. Like, my thing is literally. Like, literally is a word that if you don't know what literally means, you literally shouldn't use it. I got an email from somebody last week or the week before, Kevin, who was trying to win tickets to one of the shows that we were giving away tickets for. I don't remember which one it was. And she said, I literally called K-Rock a million times to win the tickets.
And now, you said, show me some proof.
I need receipts.
I'm not going to lie, and you may think I'm a jerk, but I did write back and I said, did you have a computer that was set up to dial thousands of times a second? Otherwise, how were you able to literally call us a million times?
Oh, yeah, Bean's a stickler for the language.
Literally, though.
Right.
If there's any word that you shouldn't be willy-nilly with, it's literally, because the meaning of the word is it's exactly accurate. If you say something...
Isn't its use now becoming sort of both?
Are people using it incorrectly more often? Yes, they are.
Okay.
But literally means literally. Unless you literally called us a million times, don't say it. That's my contribution to this conversation of words that should be eliminated from the vocabulary.
This list is strange to me because the word that is on it.
Again, because they're talking about writers. They're talking about unnecessarily putting the word that in the middle of a sentence where oftentimes it can be used without it.
The word never is on this list.
Well, a lot of editors in particular will say you have to be very, very careful if you're saying something never happens or something always is a certain way, because oftentimes that's not true.
And you know what drives me crazy? Literally.
We're going to take some calls on this, by the way, at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to help us put together a list of things that maybe need to be eliminated from people's vocabulary, if our friend Mike Catherwood were still alive, and RIP Mike, he was a great dude.
Still alive.
you know, basically is the one that drove him crazy. He had the basically bell on Loveline because so many people call up and they're telling a story. And so basically what happened is it's like not necessary. You almost never need to qualify that something basically is what happened. It's just what happened. You don't need the basically. That's a word that a lot of people use just as kind of filler in a conversation when they're trying to tell a story. Don't need it.
I'm good with the word actually going away.
Yes, you've mentioned actually before. How is that usually used when it comes to you and other ladies in particular, Allie?
It's done to either let us know something that we just said in a different way or that we're wrong. So it starts with actually.
So you're being corrected.
Right.
I got you.
But there's a way to correct people without the actually. Or my other favorite online is the enough with bummers.
Because that makes it, it's like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you have a lot to think about.
Actually.
So you're down with the ummers.
No.
No, no.
Oh, she's done with the ummers.
That's what I mean. You're down on
them. She's anti-um.
Yeah. And you're anti-um. I have no problem with them. But see, that's the thing about these sorts of lists is they hit
actually,
everybody different ways.
Actually, you literally need to stop doing that.
All right. I'll allow it. So 1-800-520-1067. Let's squeeze in a couple of calls here. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Whittier. He's online, too. He's got a real good one.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Talking about words that if you stop using them, you would sound smarter.
Oh, yes. The word that gets to me is the word supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly is common. A lot of people like to use that word.
I hate it with a passion.
So what do you do? This will help me, Andrew, because I already confessed that I wrote back to the literally girl who emailed me. If somebody says supposedly, do you ignore it because you know what they mean and that's what language is really all about, is conveying meaning? Or do you say something about it like a dick?
I say something like a dick.
Oh, man. That's the wrong answer. Keep your mouth shut. No one cares. Nobody cares that it bugs you.
But I mean,
and you do know what they mean.
But it is wrong, though, Kevin. It's
sure,
not a word.
Are you the grammar police?
I mean, aren't we all the grammar police?
No. Especially not me.
Well,
of all people.
Literally.
All right. Literally.
So Kevin says supposedly stands. I'm sorry, Andrew. It sounds like you've been denied.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying.
Oh, because it's not.
I'm saying don't say anything.
Shouldn't you say, do you mean supposedly? Is that? No?
No.
You shouldn't say, okay.
Just keep it to yourself.
It. Let's take Glenn, Long Beach, line 6, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Glenn, thank you for calling. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Which word?
Irregardless.
Not a word.
Oh, that's on our list.
It's on the list? Oh, no.
It is on the list. We didn't say it yet, Glenn, but it is on the list of the 15 words that need to be eliminated.
And what do you suppose that's about? Where do you suppose that came from? Because it doesn't even make sense to say irregardless.
Yeah,
why do you think people do it?
I mean, I think they mean regardless.
But where did it come from and why do people continue to use it? I think that's what's puzzling to so many.
I don't know, but do you say anything?
How about you, Glenn?
I can't imagine why anyone would just say irregardless. Like I said, it's an oxymoron in and of itself.
Do you correct them?
No, because okay. I'm not a jerk.
Right, there you go. There you go. I approve of you, Glenn.
So all of these words are bugging the crap out of people, but they're just suffering in silence. That's what we're learning.
I think people will be all right if somebody uses the word irregardless. Even if it's not a word, it's okay.
But in your head, you're allowed to judge
sure.
them.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be friends with them anymore, though, right?
No.
1-800-520-1067. What's the word you want to add to this list? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. We'll give you tickets to a super secret Depeche Mode show in about 5 minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, we're talking about cleaning up the language, eliminating words from your vocabulary that drive other people crazy. We saw a list that got us thinking about this topic. What do we do with Greg, you guys, who writes in that he hates I know, right?
Oh, that's hurtful.
It is hurtful because I can't live without it.
Right?
We just overrule him.
But I can see how that would be the type of thing that would drive you crazy because it really doesn't add a lot to the conversation.
Well, then other people have to then say right, and then you say right. So it's just this continuance of right.
I like when somebody else says something and then I say, that's what I'm saying, even though I wasn't saying it.
I do enjoy that.
All right, let's squeeze in a few more calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Diane. She's on line 8, please, and she is in Westminster. Diane, we appreciate you listening, calling, and holding on. What do you have to add?
Oh, good morning. Like, I don't know, like, the word like.
Yeah.
How many, like, you know, I don't know. Like, it just is a word that every child, I'm 60, so I've listened to you forever. My kids did the weenie roast, but that word like.
Yeah.
Is not. It's like, seriously, like, yes. So that's it. That's my word.
All right.
I mean, you've sold it well, too. I mean, I can see how it would be annoying if you heard somebody using it as much as you just did. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
I was all, what?
Let's try Rick El Segundo. He's on line six. I think he has one that's kind of in the same filler category as like.
Hey, Rick.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks.
I cannot stand when people use the filler, you know. You know, like when, mm-hmm. I've walked out on two dates. I had a girl that every other word was, you know, and I finally got to the point where I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't really care less. I said I had to go to the bathroom and I left.
You sound fun, right?
Oh, I'm a blast.
Allie, should we hang up on Rick? Get his number for you.
I'm good.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's try Matt, HB, line five, please. Matt, what word do you want or phrase do you want to add to this conversation?
Nother. When people say whole nother, they should be taken out and maimed.
Wow.
That's
pretty extreme. That seems harsh. So what do you want people to say? Because it is awkward to try to say a whole another thing.
Whole other.
Other. You don't need to put an N on the beginning of it. It's just a whole other.
Other. You like other, no nother. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't say anything when people do it. I just silently judge them.
Okay, good.
I get it.
All right, so we'll allow another. Another goes on the list?
Sure.
What about Paul, who writes in, I can't stand, and Allie, I think you're going to love this. I think you're going to love Paul. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Oh, for the love of God. I hate it so much.
It is what it is.
It is what it is right up there with, I could care less. You jackass. You couldn't care less. That's the point. You have no more less to care. Stop it.
Let's try.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I'm sorry. I just got really angry.
Wow.
You did. Let's try. I'm confused with Jacob on line four, Chino. Let's see how he's going to explain this one.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. My word is thing or thingy.
Sing.
Like when people use it to kind of, hey, can you grab the thingy or grab the thing? Or do you remember that one thing? It's like, well, I remember a lot of things and a lot of thingies, so can you be a little bit more specific?
So, in other words, it frustrates you that they're not more specific. They don't reach for the actual word. They just substitute just so easily thing.
It's kind of like lazy, you know? It's we have all these words to describe or things around us, and you go for thingy, and okay, cool. Let me just reach for something that you probably don't need. I mean, I could put it together with context, what it is that you do need, but I usually take the low road and kind of play around with them a little bit.
Jacob does sound like the kind of guy who takes the low road, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jacob's a dick. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
All right. Let's try Lisa in L.A., line five. Now, this is an interesting one.
All right. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What drives you crazy?
When people say, where are you at? Oh, my God. Why can't they just say, where are you?
Don't ever come to New Orleans. I'm telling you right now. Where are you at? Where you at is,
really?
Is the language, yeah. It just drives you crazy. Just to that extra word, that extra syllable, you can't abide.
I can't take it. I want to correct every single person that says, where are you at?
And do you correct them?
I correct a few.
Oh.
A few.
That means she corrects everyone.
I can't help it.
All right. Let's do one more. Then we got to clear the lines for Depeche Mode. Let's make it Amy and Irvine, line six. I think she has one that a lot of people are going to agree with.
All right. Hey, Amy.
The word whatever. It's exactly like Jacob was saying with thingy. Like, fill in the blanks. Don't say whatever. Say what you want. And then when.
But what if you want to say whatever? Like, what if you want to say, if somebody's saying something to me and I don't really care.
Well, then you shouldn't.
Can't you just say whatever?
Then you shouldn't be talking about it. If you don't care, to me it's just so rude. Like, I can't even be bothered to have a real conversation. You know, whatever.
We got a lot of anger bubbling right? up on this topic, by the way. I think we've really upset some people today.
Whatever.
I mean, whatever. But
it is what it is, you guys.
Amy, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. 1-800-520-1067. We are clearing the lines right now, opening them back up for you. This is a good deal. You probably haven't heard about this yet because we didn't know about it until this morning. But Depeche Mode is playing a super secret show at a super secret location Wednesday night in L.A. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and the winner has to take me, I think.
I'm not sure that's part of it. I don't think that's true. But we are looking for Depeche Mode fans. We have a game lined up. I'm going to give you a hint here and a warning. It's not going to be easy, okay? But if you're a Depeche Mode fan, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. You can play for these tickets next on K-Rock. That is a 311, one of the great artists performing at this year's K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017. Just announced last hour here on the Kevin Abin Show, Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. Tickets on sale Wednesday at noon for pre-sale. And that's the K-Rock Street Team. Remember, get all the details at K-Rock.com. But that's not the only big show we're talking about here today.
Yeah, we got Depeche Mode in a secret location. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty small place.
Oh, my God.
And it's Wednesday night. And you need tickets. And you're going to win them with this.
It's the hardest game in the world, too. The revenge of the game, Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. If you thought words were hard, wait till you try music. This time, it's personal.
Oh. That sounds like the voice of our good friend, Mr. Announcer Man. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
So give us a little hint. Depeche Mode, one of the greatest live bands in the world today. They could play the Rose Bowl if they wanted, but where are they playing Wednesday night? What can you tell us?
My rec room.
Oh,
that is a surprise.
That's a shocker.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to help us give away some tickets for our listeners. How?
I will be playing for them a Depeche Mode song. All they need. Does my voice sound deeper than usual?
It does. It doesn't quite sound right. Yeah.
I miss Omar.
We all do. R.I.P. Omar.
I'll be playing a Depeche Mode song. All you need to do is identify what song I'm playing.
That doesn't sound hard at all
for Depeche Mode fans.
I forgot. It'll be backwards.
Yeah! Oh, that does up the level of difficulty.
It does.
All right, who's first, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up is Michelle. She's wearing chinos.
I think she's in chino. Oh, I think she's calling us from chino.
My bad.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
We're going to play you a Depeche Mode song backwards. Tell us what it is.
I got it, I think.
That is positively satanic.
I didn't know we were going to play the whole song. All right. Hey, Michelle, what was that?
Enjoy the silence?
Oh, yes! All right.
Same forwards and backwards, by the way.
Yeah, it is very similar. All right, so Michelle is in the drawing. She is one step closer to winning the D-Mode tickets.
Huh?
What?
I said she's one step closer to winning the D-Mode tickets.
Oh, right. D-Mode tickets.
She's in a rush.
He doesn't have time for Depeche.
Who's next?
Up next is Ruby. Oh, don't take your love to town.
Oh, you go to hell. Hey, Ruby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here's your Depeche Mode song. All right, what song is that?
Just Can't Get Enough.
Yep, same song.
It really is the same song.
Absolutely the same.
We've discovered that this is not a difference. It's not a hard game.
Not at all. Pretty easy game. Pretty easy.
Who's next?
Up next is John. He's from Costa Mesa. That means the coast of the table.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. Ralph, you're my hero.
Ralph's not here.
But I'll tell him and thank you from him.
All right, you ready for your Depeche Mode song?
You're ready as I'm going to be.
Here you go.
Personal Jesus.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much the same, forwards and backwards.
How did they do that?
Is this the first time that we've ever had a band that actually sounds the same both ways?
I think so.
It's crazy.
Pretty much a giveaway.
All right, who's next?
Next up is Christina. She's from La Habra.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, how are you?
I mean, no pressure, but we're 3 for 3.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
All right, here you go. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Strange Love?
Yeah.
Pretty much saying forward the best. Strange Love.
All right.
Who knew?
Here's
are we wasting same. Everybody's time by getting more contestants on the line?
Well,
here?
We're in this far. What are we going to do?
Right.
All right. Who's next?
Next up is Hiram. He's from Montclair.
Hey, Hiram.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are good. Are you ready for your Depeche Mode song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good luck.
Oh, man. Is that part of your truth?
Yes!
All right.
Keep going.
I mean, this is the easiest game ever.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's not the hardest game in the world at all.
It's not hard.
All right. Let's do one more.
All right.
Next up is Suzanne. She's also wearing chinos.
Nope. Again, from Chino.
Call it. Agree to disagree.
Okay. Suzanne, hi.
Good morning.
All right. You ready for your song?
I am.
Good luck.
People are people.
Sure, sure. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so it's Michelle and it's Ruby and it's John and it's Christina and it's Hiram and it's Suzanne. It's every goddamn person on the phone is in the drawing to win tickets to a super secret Depeche Mode show Wednesday night somewhere in Southern California. I forget. Does Allie do the drawing or is Mr. Announcer Man the guy who announces?
Allie does the drawing.
And we have two winners.
Two winners.
Hiram and Ruby.
Yay!
Hiram and Ruby, congratulations. Enjoy the show. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you.
Hey!
That was jarring. Really? Wow. Chip was one of the two people clapping, by the way. I think that's bogus.
You know, Chip and I back each other up, and the rest of you just all bite me.
Okay.
You got to find your compatriots where you can in this joint.
That is Andrew McMahon, who Kevin found out today is not and the wilderness, but is in the wilderness.
I support you, Kevin.
Really? You do?
Yeah, we're both surprised by that. The wilderness.
Why would you say that when we've had him
on the show multiple times and in
K-Rock concerts multiple times?
I thought that was his band. The wilderness.
Right, he's in the wilderness though, apparently.
What's he doing there?
It's very unusual. It's an unusual
Maybe. His new album is great, too, by the way.
Oh, he's enormously talented. I'm so delighted that he's on the bill. K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 just announced this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. You can get all the details at K-Rock.com. But it's going to be Saturday, May 20th at the StubHub Center. So excited about Andrew and about Lord and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and 311 and Paramore and all the rest. And I hope you'll plan on buying tickets as a street team member Wednesday at noon when they go on sale. All right, Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Kevin also just realized Lord isn't Jesus. I just worked that one out. So it's going to have a lot of surprises come pretty here soon, a couple years. It is Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. The Fate of the Furious, still number one, 3 weeks in a row, $38.7 million. Number one this weekend. It's closing in on the $1 billion mark worldwide, by the way.
Man, that's crazy.
You know, I keep hearing about all the trouble that movie theaters are in with box office attendance, and then it's... You know, this is a billion-dollar movie, Beauty and the Beast, a billion-dollar movie. I mean, there's some things that are really making a lot of money.
Well, here's your thing, Bean. Let me tell you something about something.
All right.
The movie theaters don't necessarily make more money when a movie does well, particularly in its early run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
So they get the tiniest percentage of the profits at that point, right? If any at all.
The distribution deals with the major motion picture studios and most theaters are... They start with what they usually call a 90-10 deal, which is 90% of the box office take goes to the film companies. with only 10% remaining with the theater. And then as the run progresses, that deal progressively comes better percentage-wise for the theater. But very few films run at any real length in theaters any longer. It used to be a better payoff for a movie theater because a film might sit there for 3-4 months. But now a movie is in and out of theaters. Well, you know, within, what, 1-2 months? It'll be, you'll be look for and say, you know, I'm going to get around to seeing that. And you're trying to find that movie in a theater and it's gone.
I went and saw The Fate of the Furious for the second time this weekend. And it's playing on one screen, and it's a pretty small theater.
And it's going to be on video on demand and disc and all your other downloadables before you know it, and it'll be out of theater. So that's the reason theaters are having a hard time making their money, is because films drop out so quickly from...
That makes sense.
So they charge you $99 for popcorn.
That's where they make their money, is concessions. They have to, because that's what keeps them afloat. I mean, these movies come in so quickly now, and those deals are so lopsided that a lot of distributors are making the lion's share of the cash, and the exhibitors, as they're known, are struggling.
Hey, I saw an article the other day that was laid out a very compelling argument that movie theaters are going to go the way of video stores and record stores, is that they are going to be closing down a lot of them in recent years.
That sucks, because I love the movie theater experience.
See, now, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Really?
Because I don't think you can ever replicate the movie-going experience in any other way than the way it's presented.
But increasingly, they're finding more, not all, but more and more people prefer to watch the things at home, prefer to get them on demand, and that's why they keep shortening the window.
But if you look at the box office, which is at an all-time high, that would belie that premise, Bean, because people are obviously going to movies in droves.
Yes, but they're also watching them digitally in droves in bigger numbers than ever before, and as that window gets smaller and smaller and smaller, this is the thinking, is that more and more people are going to say, why do I want to go through the hassle of getting my car and driving down there and sit in a room with a bunch of sweaty strangers when I can wait 6 weeks?
Well, you know how to sell it.
See it.
What kind of theater are you going to?
Why are they so sweaty?
I don't know. Turn on the air conditioner. You know, watch the back of the dry cleaners.
I guess.
Watch your movies.
I guess what I'm saying is,
Beans music goes industry, to a porn theater.
The music industry, like music industry and the film industry, they go through technological changes like everything else.
But I'm saying is the music industry had a problem because it was replicating the exact same experience. Whether you listen to a song off a CD or you listen to it on Spotify or you download it, you're hearing it the same way.
Right.
If you watch a movie on your watch or on your phone or on your laptop, it's not nearly the same experience that you get by going to theaters. And people still relish that experience.
Some
and
do.
Always
you're right.
will.
I'm going to rule that you're both right.
Thanks, Kevin, for adding to
being the peacemaker.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm. No. I think what Kevin is
wrong.
No. Lots of people.
Theaters will never disappear. There may not be as many.
There won't be as many. That's all I'm saying.
You said it all. They're going to go the way of the dodo, like video stores and record stores, you said.
Yes, and there are still a few record stores left.
There will be a few movie theaters. Oh, God. Can't you take more vacation? Seriously. You're killing us.
So no one went to see Fate of the Furious. That's the takeaway.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. It's about $1 billion people went to spend in theaters in 3 weeks. I don't think those theaters are in danger of going away. You make $1 billion off of one movie.
Kevin's out twice.
Right? That's what I'm saying. As long as Kevin lives, theaters will never disappear. Because he doesn't even remember, first of all, where the theater is.
How dare you.
Or what
you
he just saw.
You saw it twice.
I did.
Was Kevin James in it or something?
What did I get?
Oh, so good. Cuba.
Those movies are
Cuba
great.
Cuba looks so good. Kevin said earlier.
Everybody
today.
In Cuba is 22 and super hot.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from this movie.
Well, maybe Ozzy Osbourne should move there. Because apparently he's up to his old tricks again.
Uh-oh.
The British tabloid The London Sun reports that Ozzy's been visiting Michelle Pugh once again. You remember Michelle Pugh?
She was the hairdresser.
Mm. Who it was discovered that Ozzy had a 4-year affair with. When that affair went public, you may remember his wife Sharon did not respond well to that news.
She's maybe uptight. He was just getting a little trim because she's a hairdresser.
That's
so sad.
Who's applauding? I mean, who exactly is applauding?
I want to know their names.
I would like to have a comprehensive list of all the people who are applauding.
We already have a Would You Like to Take That Back for tomorrow's show.
Well, you're going to have to squeeze some room in. Yes.
Not my favorite, but I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Streisand, 75 years old today.
By the way, how great does she look for 75? For 75 years old?
I don't know if you've seen any recent photographs of her or whatever facsimile they're putting out now of her.
Oh, really?
She
Have I been fooled? I've been bamboozled?
There's some bad plastic surgery happening with Barbara the last couple of years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I wasn't aware of that.
Very bummed by that.
If you're going to get on the soapbox and start talking about how great she looks, you may want to look at a recent photograph.
Last time I saw Barbara Streisand...
Was that in The Way We Were?
No!
I've seen her in Yentl?
I've seen her...
When's the last time you saw her?
Interviewed in recent years, and I thought, man, for a woman in her 70s, she looks good.
Bean's watching reruns of Funny Girl, and he's going, oh, look, she looks pretty young there.
Kids, you're both just awful.
Cedric the Entertainer is 53. He looks great, right? We can all agree on that.
Sure.
What's he doing? Isn't he hosting Tell the Truth? Isn't he on that?
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Think so? Anyone? Okay. Austin Nichols is 37 years old. And Kelly Clarkson.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Turns 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I wish there was some way we could watch.
Already covered that. We covered that.
But there is no way, Kevin. No way that we here in Southern California could see a artist as successfully and as her.
She's Australian, first of all, and she's playing the K-Rock Weedy Rose DPS.
She played Coachella, so our chance is gone.
No, she's coming back to town, you guys.
I was not at Coachella, so I will not have a chance to see the international star known as Lorde performing live.
Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. Lorde is on the lineup for the K-Rock Weedy Rose DPS, the 2070. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the announcement, all right? All right.
But what if we would like to see her perform live?
Sign up for the street team, and you have the password, and you can buy tickets when they go on sale to you this Wednesday at 10. If there are any left, and that's highly doubtful, they go on sale to the public Friday. So don't worry about that.
Well, why don't they get more then?
Well, because it's limited numbers on the venue.
But if you had more... Then and by more the way, people could go.
I think I may have misspoke because I was reading the paperwork that was handed to us. But it's noon. It's noon on Wednesday when tickets go on sale. Not as it says here, 10. So noon is when they go on sale. All right. So that's that detail. Go to KRock.com for more. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Lawyer's from New Zealand too, by the way.
Same thing.
Not Australia. Oh.
Oh, no.
Same.
Let's have that conversation with Lorde on the 20th.
All right, Sam Rubin.
Could you be more racist?
It's on! Race war!
Right?
Race war's on, everybody! It's going down!
Yep.
It's going down!
Mm-hmm.
Race war!
Yep.
I mean, that's going to leave a mark.
No wonder the Flight of the Conchords won't come on our show.
Right?
Right?
Right.
It's that kind of racism.
Mm-hmm. I think they broke up, didn't they?
No, they got back together, did a whole reunion
working
a lot. And broke up again, though.
Not coming here.
They're not together anymore, though, is what I'm saying. They're from South Africa.
Restarting. Flight of the Conchords. Never be back.
Nope. New Zealand. You see Jermaine Clement in Moana? See Moana, the Disney film Moana?
I did not. He's in it?
Oh, he's so good in it.
I love him so much.
He's so good. He plays a giant evil crab that's entirely jewel and gold encrusted.
He's the best.
And he sings a song called I'm Shiny, and he does it as David Bowie. And it's just awesome. You can see me because I'm shiny, so shiny. This is the best.
Not to go off on a tangent.
Oh,
but Eagle
guys.
Versus Shark is one of the best movies ever. You're right. Back to you, Ralph.
What did he win the Oscar for, Ralph? Do you remember? What did Jermaine Clement win an Oscar for? The music for?
Harry and the Hendersons.
I don't think that's right. Someone sourced that
Oscar?
For me. He has an Oscar winner for something. Right? Was it the Muppets, maybe? Did he write for the Muppet movie, maybe?
Pantomime Joe.
that was a smash.
Movie music was a smash hit. Yeah.
I always just wondered if it was so weird for those guys who worked together for so long for one of them to win an Oscar.
Actually,
you know, on a
Jermaine
side project.
Didn't win the Oscar.
It was
Brett.
It was the other guy.
Yeah.
What was it? So thanks for the tangent and for being wrong.
All right. So one of them won an Oscar for something that wasn't Flight of the Conchords related.
Are you sitting in front of a computer? I think if memory serves, you sit in front of a freaking computer.
Right, I wasn't going to look. I thought we had people that could do and that.
Maybe he won a Grammy.
You're a person.
Did he definitely win
Why
an Oscar?
Why don't you look it up, being a person and all?
Oh, yeah. He won the Academy Award for Best Original Song, Man
for
or
what?
Muppet.
It was for the Muppets, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's cut all this out before we get on the air, you guys.
We're on the air. Right now.
Remember the good times last week? Remember those days? Those are some good times. It's Monday. We take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office on a Monday. Fate of the Furious. $38 million. Made it number one yet again for the third week in a row. The Boss Baby was second. People love a baby in a suit. I've always
said that. They sure do.
Beauty and the Beast was third. Born in China was the highest.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
I don't even understand what happened.
It's a
Come
born.
On, he said born in China.
Yeah. Really, Kevin?
Because the movie's called Born in China.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
It's also his last name.
He's been sitting on that idea for three show business.
Has he really?
Yeah.
He should have kept sitting on it.
Yeah.
And then he should have spread his cheeks.
Oh. I don't want...
And then just... I don't... Just keep it right there.
Feel like belongs. That is the most bizarre situation, folks.
Going in Style was fifth. Smurfs, The Lost Village was sixth. Unforgettable. Can you imagine Kevin's little mind just working? It'd be so funny because it's the word it sounds the same as the other word. And I'm going to play that. And then it's going to be so good, Chip.
I did think that it would be accepted a little better.
Did you?
I did. Because I had high hopes for it.
That is darling.
Kevin, you're right. You are right, as always.
Thank you.
Come on. Somebody get rid of that drop. That's going to be a problem.
Unforgettable is seventh. Gifted, The Promise, and The Lost City of Z were your top 10 movies at the box office. Aaron Moran of Happy Days fame is gone at the age of 56. She, of course, played Joni Cunningham, little sister to Richie, the youngest of the Cunningham clan. Then later went on to Joni Loves Chachi, and she also worked a little bit after the series went off the air on The Love Boat, Murder, She Wrote, and Diagnosis, Murder, those kind of things. And then sort of fell off the grid, had some substance abuse issues, and ended up living in a trailer park. It was a very, very sad story. That's where they found her Saturday. Her mother-in-law's trailer in Indiana, apparently, is where it all came to an end. So, sad news, but her cast was very vocal over the weekend about how much they loved working with her and what a great person she was. So, sad news if she died so young.
They're now saying likely died of complications of stage 4 cancer.
Oh, really?
Which is so sad.
Wow.
So I think a lot of us might have
assumed it was some sort of substance-related death, right?
Yeah.
Not that we said so, but...
Yeah. Sad all the way
sad
around.
Sad on many, many ways.
Yeah. Remember when she did the dance contest with Fonzie?
Sure.
The best.
Who could forget?
Remember,
Fonzie was doing the Russian dance, kicking out.
Yeah. People can't see that, but he's right.
That was so right. And Rob Lowe.
Ali spends a lot of time gesturing. No one can see. A lot of time.
Rob Lowe's got a new gig. He's Colonel Sanders. Happened over the weekend. The KFC dubbed Rob Lowe their new Colonel Sanders for their new advertising campaign, which involves sending a chicken sandwich into space. You think I'm kidding. They're going to take a chicken sandwich, the Zinger chicken sandwich, and they're going to load it up on a rocket, and they're going to shoot it into space.
And they're going to do that because?
Because America is the best goddamn country on the earth.
And we're going to prove that by sending sandwich?
By sending a chicken sandwich into space. No one else is doing that. You don't see Kim Jong-un sending a chicken sandwich into space. Just us.
Chicken.
You guys are making some strong choices today, the both of you. Here's Rob Lowe as the Colonel.
We choose not only to launch KFC's new Zinger sandwich in a $5 fill-up here in America, but to take it to space. Will it be easy? No. Will it be hard? Yes. We've already covered that. Will it be worth it? We'll have to see how the camera attached to the chicken survives the launch.
Did he start off a little JFK-ish?
Well, that's the famous speech, the famous JFK speech, where he talked about going to the moon. in his inauguration address.
Then he nailed it.
Yeah, Allie, see, that was the point, was he was using verbatim.
Oh, was it the exact words, but then just added
chicken? We choose to go to the moon and do these other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
That's not
he was doing a little riff on that.
Okay.
But thanks so much for chiming in.
I don't
like chicken wings.
I don't want to pile on.
This is like a Friday. This is like a Friday showbiz beat.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I don't want to pile on, but I got that.
Kevin knew that. Kevin recognized that.
I'm sorry.
He's like, let's come to this bitch. That's what Kevin said.
Oh, yeah. I'm not smart.
All right. If you've gotten this far in the showbiz beat, and I doubt there are many of you left.
What are the chances?
I would like to give away something to apologize for what you just went through. I've got a pair of tickets to see Absinthe at LA Live on May 15th. You guys familiar with Absinthe?
No. Yeah, I've seen it.
Smash hit show out of Vegas. Everybody loves this thing. It's a mixture of burlesque and acrobatics, like kind of Cirque du Soleil, but it's also got comedy. And it's sort of like an earthy, gutty, funny, sexy Cirque du Soleil show that just is a blast.
How did Kevin see this show, by the way?
Because Vegas, I'm
guessing.
It's
Vegas. A little dirty, too.
It's a little dirty.
That's why
sexy,
Kevin
dirty
saw it.
Look.
I mean,
boop,
right?
Boop. Right?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Boop, boop. It's a little that. AbsintheLA.com is where you can go to find out more about the show. But I've got right now tickets to see Absinthe at the LA Live on May 15th. Let's take first five callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through, we'll get a pair of tickets to see Absinthe on May 15th. Go to AbsintheLA.com for more details to find out what the show is all about. A-B-S-I-N-T-H-E. That's AbsintheLA.com.
Let's all have sex.
Oh.
Because as you know, Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Come on. Wow.
Come on. Boop, boop. Right?
Today's celebrity,
today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Streisand, the singer, is 75 years old today. She's looking great these days, by the way.
Sure is what was said.
Cedric the Entertainer is 53. Austin Nichols is 37. And Kelly Clarkson.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
It's 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour today on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got your tickets for Depeche Mode for that secret show. We've got Disneyland and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We've got Would You Like to Take That Back? Which we added to strongly today.
Yeah, it was a bunch.
And Muggs was at the Cannabis Cup over the weekend and got some interviews. And that promises to be pretty strong.
Wow.
So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.